This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Dennis is on our help desk, so if you're a client, you would talk to Dennis as well. Mm-hmm. But since we're helping you guys out in the general gen pop out there, as far as the folks who need help with computers, Dennis will help you today as well. Get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Of course, if you follow us over on Facebook, you can follow us on WTIC's Facebook page, where we're broadcasting live as long as Zuckerberg deems it worthy. You know, you never know that guy. And you're not in Australia. In Australia, they're a mess, so you probably can't get us there. So let's get to your news there, Dennis. You got anything you want to bring up?
Oh, Microsoft. I mean,
yes.
They just keep winning.
Ah, yes, Microsoft.
Well, it turns out that they were hacked by a group called Lapsus.
Mm-hmm.
And
a bunch of punk kids.
Yeah, they were teenagers. Mm-hmm. And we know that Utes. Now because some of them have been identified.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the Utes.
The Utes. Utes of all over the world hacking Microsoft.
Now, what's interesting about this particular hack is mm-hmm. that, first of all, the Utes mm-hmm. got a hold of code for Bing and Cortana.
That's called exfiltration.
Right.
They took the data from Microsoft. Yes, so Microsoft servers. They took the data. Exfiltration. Go ahead.
Yes. Anyway, they took that, yeah. And Microsoft kind of knew that something funny was going on.
They felt a tingly.
But they didn't really do much about it until the hackers announced that they were hacking Microsoft.
Yes, taking their
and
data.
And then finally, bells go off in Redmond and somebody decides to flip the switch to stop it.
That's the scariest part of this whole story.
Yes.
Not that they got in. It's bad that they got in. But it's really bad that Microsoft's security technologies didn't do anything. They didn't have any kind of MDR technology on there to actually shut down hackers exfiltrating data from Microsoft servers until the hacker said, "We're hacking you." Or we're hacking Microsoft, ha, ha, ha.
And for those who don't understand, when you're exfiltrating data, you've got a lot of packets that are outbound.
Right.
That's detectable activity.
And Microsoft...
And they should know that.
Correct. They have all sorts of securities and technologies, especially for their cloud, that talks about how you're going to protect your data, but they don't have it for their own systems?
Yeah, exfiltration is probably one of the easier things to detect.
Right. So that's the scariest part of this
story. Why would they
story.
Not have picked that up?
Right. They didn't. Until the hacker said, "Hey, we're hacking Microsoft." That's scary, man. I mean, holy moly.
And in similar news, the same group managed to hack Okta,
mm-hmm.
which is a company that a lot of you probably aren't aware of. I mean, they're not even a company that we've dealt with at all. But they work with enterprises to provide, among other things, multi-factor authentication.
Right.
And it looks like they stole code from them, too.
Not good, guys.
And, you know that we depend on things like multi-factor authentication to protect our stuff.
Yeah.
But now we run the risk that now the hackers have end runs around that.
The Utes
right.
are out there.
And they can exploit whatever's in the code to try to get through.
Right.
So that's a real danger. And it looks like hacking groups are specifically attacking MFA
right.
companies.
Why not?
Because that's what they want to break.
And again, they're probably using all sorts of simple phishing attacks. They're not, the attacks are just...
Well, the Okta breach happened when it looks like they managed to get control of the workstation of a contractor.
Ah.
And from there, they were in Okta's systems for a few days, January 16th through the 21st.
Gotcha. Now,
but that's days worth of exfiltrating data.
Right.
How do you not get that?
I don't know.
It's bad.
We're both sitting here kind of shaking our heads because you think these companies know what they're doing.
They should.
Yeah.
Especially Okta. They're in the business of preventing this.
Yeah, Microsoft, we're not sure. We're like, if you've heard the show enough, you know, we're probably not surprised about Microsoft. In other news, if you pay for extra iCloud storage, you may have a refund coming.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So Apple's going to be paying out chump change. It's like pocket change, $14.8 million in a settlement for breach of contract regarding the iCloud that Apple provides to its users. Now, here the crux of the story is that Apple breached the iCloud terms and condition by storing iCloud users' data using somebody else's servers and not their own.
Okay. Stop. Right now, I got to understand this.
Yes.
Apple has this nice cloud.
As a cloud.
I can use to store our stuff.
Yes,
right?
On their servers.
On their servers.
Right.
But in this case, their cloud wasn't actually their cloud.
They decided to store my data or whoever did it on somebody else's servers. Yeah, a second. How many servers removed? It's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or 6 degrees of Kevin. How far away is your server data connected to you?
Oh,
this is crazy.
It is.
Apple used another party's server, somebody else's cloud, and sold you it as their cloud. We're Apple. We're storing your data, but it's not there.
Well, you know what I like about this?
Yeah.
This is one of those rare times when terms of service are used against the company rather than you.
Right. But your data, though, was sitting who knows where. Who knows where this data was sitting?
Yeah.
And you thought it was with Apple. So this is the problem with the cloud, guys. Just one of many problems. If you got a company, is it $2 trillion company now? Like Apple, who can't afford to run their own servers?
More. Yeah. They were $2 trillion like 10 or 15 years ago.
You know you've jumped the shark when you're outsourcing your cloud if you're Apple and you're outsourcing the cloud to another cloud. Like Joe's discount server cloud. Like how much more money does Apple need to make to do this? But where's the savings? So we can't afford Apple employees to run our servers, so we'll go ahead and outsource it to, I don't know, XYZ cloud.
Yeah, that seems a little odd, given that they have their own infrastructure and they could just add a few more servers to store things.
Yeah, it's a little odd. It's right. Other news, I don't have a story on it, but you probably heard it. I heard it on WTIC when it broke. I heard Morgan talking about it. Plainfield the town of Plainfield had their systems encrypted and ransomed. And I did see a story about the first electman saying they're going to improve the training of their employees, because of course this is not, they weren't hacked, most likely they were fished.
They were fished. Yeah.
So, you know, they've been down for, I don't know, probably a week or more now, being encrypted and trying to, you know, decide whether or not they're going to pay the ransom, or I'm sure they're going through hell, which stinks. Hopefully they have a good backup, I hope. But they're down, right? And so the thing is, talking about training, security awareness training is something you have to do. Right, you need to let your people know what to look for. So if your company is not doing security awareness training, you're really just waiting for the accident to happen. You can have all sorts of technologies in place, layers of technologies like we do for our clients, to protect them from the bad stuff that can happen if they click on something. But you really want to stop them from clicking on it in the first place.
Right. It's the single best line of defense.
It is, yeah. And basically, if you figure 10% of the lures of the fishing folks, you're going to get it past any of your security. You got to hope your people are going to on the lookout for this and will mark it as a fish and not do it. So companies like Tab offer it to our clients. This is not a commercial or anything like that, but you need to get security awareness training for your people. If you're not doing it and you're just relying on the security technologies in place, you're really missing out on a way to cheaply prevent this. You also are going to improve the knowledge of your folks about what's True. Going on out there.
True. And if it's an ongoing awareness training
right.
that adapts to what's going out,
that's the key.
That is probably the most important thing. It's right. one thing to train me today, but 2 years from now, will that training help? It might not accommodate for whatever's the latest fashion in hacking now.
Yeah.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Feel bad for the folks in Plainfield. Anything else you want to bring up before we go to a break there, Dennis?
Well, let's see. Nestle.
Nestle,
Nestle
yes.
Corporation.
Ah, the warm and fuzzy chocolate company.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that they haven't completely exited Russia yet.
Okay.
They say they're going to minimize some of their operations. They're going to keep selling things like baby formula.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the anonymous group decided that wasn't enough.
Hackers. These are hackers.
They haven't. Right. They haven't exited quickly enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So they hacked some of Nestle's systems.
Come on, anonymous.
Okay. And then they went around and announced it, which is what they do.
Yes.
I mean, they're not criminals trying to steal money or data from you. They're just trying to disrupt people
right.
and
right.
make an issue out of something.
Yes.
Well, Nestle responded to that announcement by
yeah.
saying, oh, we weren't hacked. We accidentally leaked some of our own data.
That's believable.
It's completely believable.
So anonymous
and that's
took...
what makes this really funny.
Yeah.
It could very well be true. But if your defense as a company is
yeah.
that you did something that you shouldn't have.
It wasn't those guys. It was us.
I don't even know where to go with that. That's almost like Microsoft admitting that they were hacked and they only knew about it after they were told.
Right. That's right up there, Dennis. Right up there. It's a crazy world. So we're going to be here to help you guys with your crazy world when it comes to computers. And just a quick note, programming note, Wes Bryant from IT Pro TV will be joining us. Our visit from IT Pro TV and Wes around 10:05. And the topic today, we are going to talk about how to secure your system, what you should be thinking of as an end user in security. IT Pro TV is a way for you to get trained as a geek. And if you want to get into our field, I hear 40% of folks are looking to make a change. I mean, 70% of them after they make the change are upset that they made the change. But that's a whole other issue. 40% of you are looking to make a change. We want that 40% to come to us. And if you
yes.
want to get trained up, you can go to IT Pro TV and get trained, get certified. And if there's a link on our site to save 30% if you do it. So we like it. I use the service. Dennis does too.
Yes.
It's a great way to train. It's a great way to get into the field. And so Wes will be joining us at 10:05. We're going to step out for a quick break. Three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC. 522-WTIC are the numbers. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Give Carolyn, our new producer, a hard time. No, just let her do something. You know, she gets to answer the phone. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Jim in East Hampton first. What's cooking, Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey. So, quick question. We're getting ready to buy a new laptop. Our current laptop is probably 12 to 15 years old.
Wow. You got your money's worth.
Was going to say, you've definitely gotten your money's worth by now.
Yeah, it's starting to show its age, though. Neither of us are really pros at computer stuff, but we're looking at either a Microsoft Surface Pro 8 or a Dell XPS 13 or 15 to replace it.
Okay.
And just kind of looking for your opinion on that. And the other thing, I'll give you just a couple of questions you guys can answer. Just between the i5 and the i7, again, we basically just surf and, you know, internet, stuff like that, emails. RAM, we were looking at between 8 or 16, 256, or 512 on the gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last question was, or should we just buy an iPad?
Well, an iPad's not a laptop, so I would say nothing there. I would tell you, you know, if you want a Windows-based operating system, you got to pick a laptop. So
she's definitely looking for Excel and stuff like that. So,
well, you can do that on an iPad, to be honest, but I don't think it's as easy.
It doesn't have all the same features.
Yeah,
it really doesn't.
So your minimum specs for us would be an i5 or an i7, but you want to have it to be a current generation, 11th gen, something current. You're right on the RAM, 16 gigs what our minimum would be. And the solid-state drive would be 500 SSD, would be our standard recommendation. Now, as far as whether you go with a Microsoft Surface or you go with a manufacturer that's been making laptops since PCs started, if you look at the track record of Microsoft on their operating system, I shouldn't have to say anything else.
That's why I called you guys, because I know how you feel about Microsoft.
I am going to offer my perspective as a help desk guy that gets calls from people that are having trouble with their computers.
Yeah.
And the incidence of just really weird things that happen with Surface tablets is much higher than anything else that I get calls about.
It shouldn't be.
It should not be.
But it is.
I mean, I've had people call, their Surface is getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people call and their Surface won't work with a wireless mouse. I've had call, any number of really just not even major problems, but just nagging little things that aren't right.
Well, we've had stories too.
And then there are the major problems too.
Yeah.
But it's when we get these things, it's more often a Surface than anything else.
Yeah.
And if it were me, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
Aim toward a company that's been making laptops before Microsoft made their operating system.
Well, and we've had Dell pretty much forever. So,
that's fine. I'll tell you to look at HP, too. We've had good luck with HP.
The HP laptops are very good the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Is Dell a little... Do you think Dell is more overpriced because of the name compared to HP, or is it just their...
Well, overpricing is going to be weird this time because of the shortness of the supply we have. So everything's gone up a lot, and availability went down thanks to COVID and all the craziness. Everyone bought a laptop for everything. So those prices are kind of whatever you can get. But I don't think they do anything with their brand. They might have deals, too, that you might find depending upon both of those brands.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Dell, really all three of them, Dell, Microsoft, I haven't looked at HP yet, but all of them have a little bit of a break on their laptops. Looks like, you know, depending on what you get for RAM and stuff, roughly $200 to $300.
You're going to spend $200 to $300?
No, that's the break they have.
The break,
It looks like you're going to spend about $1,700.
I was going to say, buy a couple for me if it's $200 to $300, but there's those specs.
No, it looks like you're going to spend about $1,700.
Yeah, you could probably do a little better than that. Also, make sure you're getting a metal frame, making sure that the case itself is a metal box, not a piece of plastic.
Okay.
That's really important, too. Those hinges don't hold up if they're plastic.
And just the chassis itself can warp.
Yeah.
And it'll develop air pockets that can actually hold heat in, and then you have overheating problems. Yeah, I've heard of that, too.
Your next machine is probably not going to last you as long as this one did, but if you stick with those specs, you'll be in good shape.
Yeah. No, all right. I appreciate it, guys. Really, really like your show and appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling, Jim. We appreciate your call.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah, I mean... We haven't been fans of the Surface because of just we've had so many stories about it where the operating system comes out, the new version comes out, and it's not even compatible with the hardware. It's Microsoft's hardware. How can you have operating systems that aren't compatible with your own
hardware?
Yeah,
didn't they have a scandal where a bunch of Surfaces were bricked when it loaded Windows 11?
Yeah, I mean, 11, 10, who knows? But it's still, they're trying to be the next Apple, right? We want to produce the whole shoot and match for you. And if they can't get that right yet, I don't know what they're doing. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Four lines open for you guys. Usually the 9 o'clock hour is easier to get in, 800. And I also want to bring up, don't forget, you can listen to WTIC on the powerful 96.5 HD2. know, I used to
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that too.
It is so awesome. I mean, when Ray was doing the show, I swear he sounded like Optimus Prime. I mean, he was literally Optimus Prime on 96.5 HD2. And so now, if you want to hear Dennis and I in that way, I mean, I'm not sure how the compression works, but it's all smoke and mirrors to us. But it is pretty cool. And there are some weird dead spots over by Castle Crag, but that's just when
I
drive
past. It's HD radio. It's the way HD radio works. It's more of a cliff fall off than a gradual.
Right. It's either on or it's not, right, Joey?
Yep.
But it's awesome, right?
I mean, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, for years, we all just wanted to hear Ray say, roll out, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
He is Optimus Prime. So feel free to get online. Four lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is one of the employee owners at Tab Computer Systems. Comes in and helps me out. Dennis Halnon. And we're here to help you guys out. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted live over there on the old Facebooks. If Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy, by Mike G is posting it over on Facebook and Twitter. And Dennis is in here doing it as well over to our website. So everything should be there for you. If you missed an article, you want to find out what the heck we were talking about and read it for yourself, it's all there for you. Of course, you can follow us over at WTIC's Facebook page if you want to watch our live broadcast and Zuckerberg deems it worthy. You're welcome to and post some questions in there. There have already been a few questions that folks have posted. Let's go to your calls, though. We're going to go to Rob first. He's got a question. What's happening, Rob?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm interested in buying a new gaming computer. I've been doing laptops the last three times in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of going back to a desktop, excuse me.
Yeah, you probably should. I mean,
yeah, if gaming is your bag, you're probably going to want a desktop.
Now, what type of gaming are you talking about, Rob? Not solitaire, right?
I've been doing Call of Duty World War II, and now I've been getting into Vanguard.
Okay. You need a pretty serious machine.
Yeah, I'm thinking 64 gigs.
Say that again?
I'm thinking 64 gigs. I've been having friends recommend certain computers, like ROG.
Well, the key is really to look at the specs of the software that you're going to use. The game should have requirements that you can then meet.
Right.
And this is the case for any kind of software. Go find and make sure you match or exceed those requirements, whatever video card they're recommending these days, how much RAM. You know, 64 gigs of RAM, that's great, yeah.
You want the speed. And I have friends that do external drives as well, which is really serious, and dual monitors and all that.
Yep. So I'm a gamer myself, and much to my wife's chagrin. However, I wouldn't be in this business if I wasn't a gamer, so I keep telling her that.
I lost a wife over that.
you what? You lost a wife over that?
I might have.
Oh, no.
I'm more careful than that. But
gonna be
okay. So here's the thing, maybe she would have stayed if you didn't do it via a PC and you considered a console, right? So I know it sounds weird coming from a computer guy, but I don't like to mess around with my computer to play a video game. I want to turn it on, sit down, have a beer, play the game, turn it off, go away. I don't need so I don't need to update anything. I don't need to do anything special about it. And so I would tell you, if you're in a gaming market, consider a console. Pick the PS5 or the Xbox Series X. Those things are amazing. You get to pick a genre, right? Or pick a ecosphere. And I'm an Xbox guy. My son's a PS5 guy. I would tell you to consider those if you're in the market. If again, you don't
they have auto aim on those now.
Sorry?
They have auto aim. That's why now you can actually play between PC and consoles on Vanguard, and the consoles actually have auto-aim, so it's almost like a cheat.
Well, yeah, so I've heard about all that stuff. I don't play those cheats, but I hear you. Auto-aim doesn't sound like much fun, really. You know, the idea.
No.
So, and that's all the listeners are like, what the hell are these guys talking about?
I know, and I'm sorry if I sound like a computer nerd.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're all computer nerds.
Yeah, we're all nerds.
But I would tell you to consider a console.
Yeah.
So what were you asking? What other questions you have there, Rob?
I was willing to spend like about $4,000 on the system.
Well, that I just saved you a ton of money by having you go to a console.
Oh, yeah.
Console's like $750 or even less.
That's not a bad idea. I haven't done consoles since like Mario.
I'm telling you, it's so easy.
They are not what they used to be.
Yeah.
If you're, right.
They're amazingly powerful. You don't have to worry about updates and service packs and software and drivers or none of it. I mean, they have their own issues too occasionally, but pretty minor.
I'm used to WSAD on the keyboard, and I tried the controller. I did the Steam controller, and it was good, but I couldn't get used to it. The only game I could do on that, I can't even remember the name of it. It was Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could do that game with the controller, but I'm not good at the controller because I'm getting old.
So Joey just told me something I didn't know, of course. That's not unusual for Joey to tell me things I don't know. You can actually attach a keyboard to your Xbox if you still want to use it.
Oh, you can.
That's what he's told me. Now, that's amazing because keyboard does seem to have benefits over controller. You can do a lot of things at the same time that controller guys can't use.
Love the keyboards because there's so many options,
Yeah, so look at it, Rob. I'm telling you, I just saved you $3,000.
Well, I appreciate that. That's why I
got it. That's why we're here. I mean, again, if you like doing the PCs, I mean, there might be some games that the Xbox doesn't do. You know, but check it out. I think it might be something worth looking at.
The nice thing about the laptops is I have an Alienware, but it's 5 years old and it's getting slow.
Yeah.
And it takes me forever to load in. I was able to bring it to my sister's house out in Phoenix last week.
Right. And that's the thing.
That's nice.
That's my point. When if you got to do service pack updates, Microsoft sends down a Windows update, and you can't play the game. You're already wasting your time by playing the game, right? We all agree. It's an escape. Fine. It's like watching a movie or anything else, whatever you want to call it. But to then wait, 30 minutes for an update because a Microsoft comes around, you're even more crazed, right? The console will be right there, ready for you anytime you want, just sitting there saying, "Play me now."
Well, the nice thing is I'm on Discord, so I have friends from around the country and even in England.
Nice.
Yeah, which is sweet, which I always knew it was there, but I didn't know what it was. I found out about Discord about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through my online friends, which is nice because you're talking to the other guys in-game while you're on there.
Right, yeah. It's an amazing community that's out there these days, so... You know what?
Yeah.
Now you got to go find a woman that appreciates gaming. It took me a long time to convince my own wife, so it's good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, Rob.
All right, be good.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye. So, yeah, gaming is... Without gaming, I wouldn't be in the IT business.
I might not be either.
Right? I mean, we had our Commodore 64s. I'm not going to reminisce on the radio too much, but literally, if I wanted to play my Dungeons & Dragons... It was a beautiful sunny day outside, right? And the geek's inside playing his Dungeons and Dragons on his Commodore 64. And it's literally four or five stacks of discs, right?
Oh, yeah.
You go into one room and it says, insert disc 48. You pop out your disc. You pop the next disc in. And you're sitting there waiting for it to show up. Ah, there you are in the new dungeon. Oh, you see a troll. Insert disc 32. Take it out. Put it back in. And this was fun, man. Without that, I wouldn't be what I am today. Whatever that is. Willing to deal with IT things. All right. So Rob's on his way with his gaming computer. Do we want to take another call before a break? Yeah. Joey says yes. Let's go on to Rick in Bristol next. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Having trouble with Outlook. When we turn our computer on in the morning and open up Outlook, it won't receive any mail until we go to a different folder than the inbox. Usually we go to junk mail, and that will say maybe there's nothing there. But then when you go back to the inbox, it will, then you see a little thing synchronizing, and then it will download the email.
Right. You kind of have to kick it off. You're kind of forcing that send receive is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. And I've tried send and receive, clicking on that, and that doesn't do anything. It doesn't.
Okay. Right. Who's your mail provider? Who's your
Xfinity.
Post office? What, Xfinity?
Yes.
Okay. Is it an IMAP box?
I assume so. I'm not really sure.
Could be 365, too. If it's an IMAP, number one, we're going to tell you to check your settings. Right, you're going to go to Infinity's site. You're going to say what are the proper settings for an IMAP box. You could have an old SSL port configured, something incorrect. You could have the wrong server chosen as far as your input, your inside of your send receive side of the server. So you need to just check your settings. Now, Dan, what version of Outlook do you have, too, Rick?
I would find that probably on...
Should say help and about. The old days, Microsoft would let you just go to help and then go to about.
I do have an IMAP that's right here.
Okay, good. Is it an old version of Outlook, do you think?
It 2019.
Oh, no, that's
not old at all.
That's nice and current. So now, based on those two settings, those two things, current version of Outlook, I got a feeling it's a setting. And Dennis, are you looking for any way to configure that thing to auto?
I am looking at that right now.
Yeah. So we're going to also find out the settings you need to tell your Outlook to automatically bring down the mail. Without having to do send or save.
This has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
But as long as it worked,
right.
I could deal with it. But I'm thinking if you have to do this now, you know, maybe next week, you have to click on three folders or it just won't do anything.
Right.
Well, I wonder if you need to formally subscribe to the inbox folder. And I'm going to describe how to do it. And we can post a page from Microsoft.
Formally subscribe to the inbox folder.
Yes.
What the heck is that?
If you open up Outlook,
yeah,
and you go into the navigation pane, right click on the top folder for the IMAP account,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to get an IMAP folders option. You click that, and then you click query.
Oh, my goodness.
And it will show you a list of all the folders that are in that IMAP collection.
Mm-hmm.
You click on Inbox, and then you subscribe.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
Okay. So that could be the case, Rick. That's why we got Dennis with us.
Could be, yes. And I will, I'll check out the
post. We'll put the link there for you.
Yes, and Mike G. just got us a link. Just telling you how to configure Comcast email generally.
Nice.
And that'll all go right, over the settings to make
20 years.
Because Eric is right. You might be going to like the wrong server name or something like that. And it's only catching up if you've like forced it to change
like
something.
Like timing out or something.
Right.
Right.
So that's something to look at. And then the subscription option that I will, that I just described, and we'll post a link to that too.
All right, yeah, and once you do that in the morning, it's fine the rest of the day. It will receive email until you shut the computer down again. It's easy enough not to shut the computer down. But
well, no, that's not a good fix. I'm wondering how long if you let it sit, it would come up with its own synchron. It might bring the mail down over on its own. Is there any kind of timing for that or no?
I've tried that a little bit, but not a long time. And I did last week. I tried to. You know, we have several hundred emails in our inbox, and I got rid of those. Mm. I thought maybe the inbox is too full or something.
Wait, you said several hundred, and that's it?
Yes.
You have the cleanest inbox I've ever heard of.
Well, we just move them to other folders.
Well, still. I mean, that's the cleanest inbox, I think, in Connecticut.
I keep talking to my wife about why do we have so many emails in here?
That, yes, but Rick, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, good for you.
We have several thousand on the computer, but it's just they're.
But your inbox has only got 100. You've achieved some sort of next level.
No, 700.
Oh, 700. Oh, there we go.
700 last week. Now it's only got 350.
Okay, it's still pretty managed. So good job, Rick. We're going to give you some serious gold stars there to manage your email. So.
Okay.
Well, we'll put a link up there for you and see if those thoughts work for you. And if they do, great. If not, you may have to check with the folks at Xfinity.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks very much. And hope to hear you in concert on the
5th you're coming of
April.
Out? Yeah, coming
I hope
out.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you. Our faces are going to fall off. It's a very difficult concert. Rich is going to kill us. But oh, my goodness. We're going to do our best, though.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so he was talking about a Bristol Brass of Wind. I'm part of a community band, and we have a concert in Bristol on April 5th. We're all excited about that, bringing the arts back, playing in person. But our conductor, Rich Theriault, somehow thinks our faces are made of steel and has given the brass section the most difficult music thanks to the pandemic, we haven't played a whole lot, and I think our faces are going to fall off. But I digress. We're going to take a quick break. Get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Yes. So that is one of the tunes we're playing.
Ooh.
Summon the Heroes. We're going to be here to help you out. We're not really heroes here. We're just a couple of computer, pasty white computer geeks here in the studio. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's get to your calls. Ted and Cromwell next, if I can say Cromwell. Hey, Ted.
Hi.
What's up?
A couple of things. One is, just a couple of weeks ago it started, and we got Yahoo Mail.
Mm.
And it started when you get an attachment email from somebody. You open the attachment, it goes to downloads instead of opening the attachment to a movie or to a picture or a cartoon, whatever they sent. And I don't know why it goes to downloads now.
We don't either. We're going to try to find that for you. You came to the right place.
I'm glad I came to the right place.
We're all in the same boat right now, but we're trying to figure this out. Because it all should just open up for you.
Yeah, it does. It goes right to downloads, then you click on downloads, and it opens up that way. And I'm going, what's this extra step for, you know?
Anyways, I'm sure it's a feature of some kind. Yeah, go ahead.
I only have 11 emails in my email basket inbox.
11?
Yeah, I delete them every day. I get rid of the junk that comes in and whatever. I'd like to keep it neat.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Now you win.
That's right. My wife's got about 500.
Well, that's more normal. Yeah.
And the last thing is, I bought an HP about 3-4 months ago, and I tried to find it around locally and whatever, and I got a real good discount getting it online from HP themselves.
Yeah, that can work.
Like $300 or $400 from Best Buy or another place too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dennis.
I was going to ask you, which browser are you using to get to Yahoo Mail?
Mm.
I use
the Beach Ball Chrome.
No. Yeah.
The Firefox? Yes, you do or don't?
Firefox.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just found an article or an item in their support forums about this. Apparently, Firefox made changes to how downloads are handled within the browser.
Okay.
Nice of them.
And apparently, there is no workaround for it with the current version of Firefox.
Okay.
The only way for you to get it to work the way you wanted it to is to go to an older version of Firefox, which neither of us recommend you do.
Right. Or you go to the Beach Ball.
Yeah, or you use the Beach Ball instead, or you can download an alternate browser like Brave or something like that.
Check out Brave. I like Brave. Brave is fast.
Brave?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got some weird things too, but they're wicked fast. They're going to try to get you involved in a crypto wallet. Don't do that. I don't know what their deal is.
Yeah, come on. What are they up to?
Games on computers.
Yeah, but try Chrome. Try Brave. Try something else.
No, Chrome is... I hate Chrome, and that screwed me up years ago, and I'll never go to that again.
Fair enough. I understand.
Well, you don't have to. That's the good news.
Ted holds a grudge.
That's your sweet bippy.
It's okay. Don't cross
Ted. All right, guys. Nice talking to you, and thanks for the wrong answer.
Yeah, well, we got the
answer. Wish I had a better one, but that's the one.
Yeah. Sorry, Ted.
Well, maybe I'll write to them and say, you know, what are you guys doing to me?
Write to Firefox?
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, all the best. It's a free browser. They're going to be like, what do you want? It's free.
Yeah, and my wife is bugging me about the thing, and I'm going, I didn't do anything.
Oh, geez. Well, he'll make her happy and say, well, you know what, honey, we're going to try Brave. The guy said to try Brave.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, these issues, that's really, again, the bane of our existence. I mean, I'm not sure if we talked about this last Saturday or not, but Microsoft's Defender started seeing Office updates as malware, right? I mean, having an issue like this that he just had with Yahoo and attachments, I mean, when the operating system itself and its antivirus software deem its own Office suite malware, you know IT is in trouble.
Yes.
But that's what we deal with every day. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, guys. And then coming up after the news at 10:05, Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. You should join us. He said he would. He promised. From the sunny state of Florida. He's going to join us and talk to us about what we should think about as far as security for our home computers. So the things that we should consider. And IT Pro TV, if you want to get in the business, as it were, the IT business, It's crazy, the crazy industry that we're part of. Go over to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Go to our live links area. We have a link there for you. You can save 30%. And the guys at IT Pro TV can get you certified. Not that kind of certified. Certified in IT.
Not certifiable, no. But certified.
Certified. Security Plus, A Plus. You can learn all sorts of levels of IT certification so that when you go to an employer, they're going to say, hey, you know what you're doing. So check it out. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.